from the city of brotherly love, this is Shark Bite Biz with David Strausser.
You did it again. You just arrived to this episode of Shark Bite Biz. I'm your rockstar wannabe host, David Strausser, and this is your place to learn how to grow a business during complete global chaos. Today's episode, we're going to be chatting about business growth and delegation. So who do we have today? Dean Mercado. Dean is the number one best-selling author of The Mind Stretch, 49 Inspiring Ideas for Business Breakthroughs. He's a well-respected and small business coach, author, and speaker with expertise in helping small business owners around the globe raise their game and level up their businesses. So without further delay, let's bring Dean right on in here.
Business strategy.
Dean, welcome to Shark Bite Biz. You, my friend, you just became shark bait.
I love it.
Thank you again for coming on. So we got a tradition on the show. Very first question we ask every single guest. What's your background? What's your experience? What do you do for a living? Basically, in a nutshell, what makes Dean Dean?
Ah, a lot. And that's a multi-pronged answer. Now, from a professional standpoint, I went your traditional route. I started your traditional route with all the programming. Hey, you got to go to college, get your education, you know, so on and so forth, corporate America, get the job, and then you could start your family and all of that kind of fun stuff. I went that route. Did very well in corporate America for about a dozen years in the IT industry. Worked my way up the ladder. I was traveling the world. I was living the life. Then I realized I was miserable. I hated it.
In corporate America, you were miserable? Who would have guessed?
My feet were sleeping. And I was having a hard time understanding what was going on. I'm doing well with it. I'm making great money, but it's not fulfilling what's happening here. And then I started doing some soul searching and I realized, you know what? It's because I'm an entrepreneur. Yeah. My whole life I was an entrepreneur. I was the kid out there washing the cars and mowing the lawns and anything to get money for movie tickets on the weekend, whatever that would take. So then it got to the point where it was like, okay, I'm not yet married. I talked to my fiance at the time. I said, if I'm ever going to take the shot, it's now.
Yep.
You know, so I went cold turkey, quit corporate America. Everybody thought I was bananas. You know, even made me doubt myself for a while there because it was very tough.
Yeah.
Because I thought if I could just make a little bit of what I'm making these guys in corporate America for myself, I don't need a lot. I'm not a pig when it comes to stuff. Like, no problem. I got my rear end kicked, David, everywhere because I did not know what I did not know. Entrepreneurialism is very different than corporate America in that aspect. Yeah. And when you don't know what you don't know, I made every mistake I think possible in the entrepreneurial vein.
Well, here we go. Okay. You made every mistake possible. Tell me your worst mistake.
Oh my goodness. I don't know if there's any one particular worst mistake other, you know, the financial anguish when you go from making beautiful six figures to zero.
Yeah.
That's a big problem. You know, when you want to get your life moving.
And the ramp up time to start the business.
So it was about retooling myself, relearning things and learning things, unlearning things that didn't fit. You know, entrepreneur world. So I was molded a certain way through corporate America for over a dozen years. And that was painful. So it wasn't until I got a little bit of coaching myself that I just couldn't see my way through it in the beginning. And I got a little coaching and I said, okay, here we go. Now I'm starting to get this a little bit, as well as just continuing to make mistake after mistake and learning from that and fighting my way through. Cause I just, you know, with my coming from New York, I'm no longer in New York. I'm now in South Carolina, but coming from New York, I had that New York in me and there's no stopping me. So it's like when my mind is on something,
everything's bigger and better.
That's right. So it was unstoppable in that aspect. I just didn't have the wallet to show it at the time, but I kicked and screamed and fought and clawed and everything I needed to do. And then I started to be able to see, and then what it came out of that was, I said, okay, if I can just help a couple of entrepreneurs not have to go through what I've just been through, that would be a worthy calling for me. And that's when I started really ramping up and getting involved in what I do today, you know? Okay. So helping as many as I can level up their game. Right.
And so, how do you exactly help them level up their game?
Ah, fantastic. Great question. So I own two businesses. I own and operate two businesses. One is a digital marketing agency. I'm what you would call a pioneer in the digital marketing agency. That company is now 20 years old. We have a 20 year mark this year. That
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's an eternity in this industry. Yes. I got laughed at when I told people that I was starting a digital marketing agency 20 years ago. Oh, that internet thing, that's just a fad. Why would you do that? We thought you were the smart guy. What a jerk. Yeah. You know, they were like, what a jerk you are. Why would you do that? So, but I saw what was coming and I trusted my gut and I went for it. So, but a couple of years deep, I started to bump into clients that were like, well, this is great, Dean, but you know, you're helping us, you're giving us the fish. Can you just teach us how to fish a little bit? And then the coaching business was born. And that's my second company that I have, which is a coaching business, which helps the entrepreneurs with everything, getting their head straight, figuring out what they should do, how they should do it. A lot of education going on. And that's the one
that
really
shrinks the
curve. How
to get them to work on their business instead of in their business?
Yes, absolutely. And that's not an easy thing to do.
No.
As you've talked to a lot of entrepreneurs on this show.
Yes.
I'm sure you get that. It's not easy.
Yeah. And they like to be, a lot of them like to be hands-on in the mix of everything.
Right.
And
that's right.
You know, it kind of muddies the waters, I think, sometimes.
Yes, very much so. So being able to help build that trust between and that rapport between long enough so they're willing to let the guard down just a little bit so that we can actually genuinely help them and get them where they say they want to go. Most of us, it's like we say we want to go there and we just keep pounding our head against the wall over and over and over and over again, thinking that something's going to change. And it's like, you know what? I've been doing this a long time. I think you've been at this a while too. You're in 200 something episodes. You've been having these conversations for quite a few years now.
Yes.
You know, in order to get something different, you have to try something different, right? And I'll always say that, you know, to get what you, you know, to get what you want, you're going to have to do something different to get that. So if you keep doing what you've always done, maybe you'll get what you've always gotten, but chances are you won't, because nothing else in this world is standing still. Everything else is progressing.
What's the saying? The cliche saying about, you know, sanity is like doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Why does it show? No, I got the red marks from banging my head against the wall.
No. But yeah, there's a lot of business owners that are just like, they're stuck. No, this is how we're doing things, you know?
And exactly.
They don't like change. They resist change. And I think for an organization to be successful, I mean, change has to come down from, you know, top down. You know, as they say, it runs downhill. And that is true in business.
Very much so. I totally agree with that. So So yes, in between those two companies, we're able to really attack the problem from multiple angles. Because a lot of times with the agency, they have to be ready for the things that we're talking about there, because a lot of the stuff is very cutting edge.
Yeah.
And it may not be the way you've always done it. But I've always done it this way, Dean. I can't, you know, they can't see their way past the way they've always done it. And now we've got technologies that are showing up on the horizon that are game changers.
Chat GPT, for example.
Oh my goodness. What AI is going to do for the business world today, I think is even more profound than what the internet did for business when the internet showed up. This is such a big shift that even the way we did everything digital marketing 3 years ago is going to change.
Yeah.
The way we do SEO today, the way we build our websites, the way we approach our advertising.
Well, that's because also Google keeps changing their algorithm.
That's true too. And they're not sitting back waiting for us to catch up either. They're just, hey, you either play the game or you're out.
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to get tougher in that way. However, it's going to get easier for those of us who actually know how to navigate these waters. And I'm out there, I'm one of the first ones out there screaming from the rooftops, trying to get people to, hey, time to wake up, raise the game a little bit. The game
So
is
how
changed.
Do you get them to wake up?
A lot of it is what I'm doing right now. speaking to folks just like yourself,
yeah,
touching as many. I speak a lot. So getting out there, getting in front of as many people as I can, showing them. I'm not a big fan of just saying, oh, you need to do this.
Right.
Right. If I say you need to do this, come look. You know, because
lead by example.
That's right. You have to. And when they see and oh, all of a sudden the connections are being made in here. Those new brain connections are being formed. And that will help them move further faster. And that's,
you're basically
and
that's rewiring how they think in a way.
Yes. Basically, you have to. So we've gone ahead and we've designed a methodology that we call Clone the Owner. And this methodology is intended to help rewire and help them move along and move things faster, further for themselves, you know, and happy to explain that however you need to hear
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Explain it a little bit. Like, how do you exactly clone the owner? Or how do you change their mentality? Yes, you just said that you show people, but like give some more like examples of those types of things about how you get these sometimes old school businesses that have been doing things the same way for 40, 50, 60 right. years, you know, to right. change their methodologies of how they sure. operate.
Well, one of the big benefits, David, of coaching for as many years as I have, I've logged somewhere between 10 and 20,000 hours of one-on-one coaching. People wow. probably a lot smarter than me. Entrepreneurs, business owners of all sizes, shapes, forms. So I've learned a ton over the years. As much as I'm helping them, I'm learning too. Everybody learns from everybody. It's just the way the game is played.
Right.
So with that track record and that much behind me, this Clone the Owner methodology we assembled was based on that. We looked at where the problems were, where the opportunities were, what had to happen. So I want you to envision in your mind's eye for a second here. At the core of our methodology is your vision. Having a company start out and establish a proper vision, not the garbage that they taught us in college. Oh, right. This is how you write a vision statement. No. It's right, not what right, we're talking right. about here.
Which is mostly really outdated by the time you learn it anyways.
Exactly. So it's about really understanding where you want to go and why you want to go there. Why is it imperative that you get there? And when your why is bigger than you, it certainly makes it a lot more interesting, exciting, and more possible for you to really push toward it. So your vision sits at the core of our methodology. On the outer band of our methodology is your mindset. I want you to think of the outer band being a mindset, which is like a rubber band. If we right. don't grow your mindset, your vision can't grow. Your vision is stunted by your mindset because you only think you can handle or do whatever. This is all I can be. My mind won't let me, you know. So if you walk in with the mindset of somebody who's making sub six figures, somebody's mm-hmm. making five figures, good luck trying to get the seven figures with the same mind that you're having trouble getting the six with. So right. something has to shift. Something has to change. Now, I wrote a bestseller about a dozen years ago called The Mind Stretch. And that
right.
dealt
and
a
I was
lot
reading.
With that.
You had 49 inspiring insights from your bio. I got
right.
49 in that book.
Yes. And that book was it came out right at the cusp of the Twitter generation when it was first starting.
Right.
And I saw the writing on the wall where people don't have the attention spans anymore. They don't want to yep. read a 1,000-page book, which is what that was. And I chopped it down with my co-author to 100 pages. We wrote
oh.
it with the Twitter generation mentality in mind. Cut the bull crap, get all the junk out of there, and just get to the point. What do yeah. they need to know?
Get the filler stuff out.
Yes. And that's what we did. We boiled it down to its essence. And so it went bestseller for us, but it dealt with a lot that both I and my co-author were seeing as the plaguing problems, the things, because he was a coach also, 20 years my senior. So he wow. had even more experience than I did at that time.
Right.
And so we were like, you know, we got to do something. We got all this knowledge that we've picked up over the years. How do we get it out there? That's where that came from. So the whole mindset, vision stuff came and spawned out of that. And then I added a lot to it since, you know, those dozen years ago. So I want you to imagine.
As you've learned more, you've added to it.
We added and added and added because if you don't fully flesh it through and flesh it out and make it so that it's palatable, but it actually works. People aren't going to do it. They might get caught up in the hype for a few minutes, and then all of a sudden reality sets in and says, wow, this is actually work. I got to actually do something. Yeah, lazy folks out there, it does take work. Any great business, if it's that great, it's worth working for. It's worth doing what you got to do. So I want you to imagine this methodology. Around that vision comes your systems, your team, and your controls. Now, it's about systematizing that business. If you don't approach your business with the intention of creating systems, processes, and procedures, good luck. If you look to bring on team before you have the systems done right, you might have trouble. You never want to build a business based on your weakest link, which might be your $10 an hour employee that, you know, oh, I'll just hire this VA for that and let them run that. No. You've got to really think about, what do I want to have happen? If it's that important, just jot it down. Write down that what's the process? You know, so with this methodology of clone the owner, the clone the owner methodology was about you getting leverage on your business. Pointing out all the leverage points that an entrepreneur has in their business, showing them and shining a light on, here's how it's being done out there.
Right.
Here's how you can do it. Just plug your stuff in, try this on. If this doesn't work, here's how you tweak it, you know? So it was about giving them something they can sink their teeth into. So creating all the systems over here, we're using new technologies like automation and AI and all of that. It's all baked in to this, to this methodology that we've created, and then helping them figure out their hiring process and how to build the right team. And then how do you measure it all? How do we know this thing is working? How do we know the systems
are
great?
How do you get your KPIs, right?
Yeah. So the controls really call everybody to the carpet and say, hey, you know, you can bullshit the bullshitter, but, you know, how long are you going to get away with that for? You know, at some point, the end of the day, it's your purse, it's your pocketbook that's taking the hit.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so how long are you willing to tolerate that kind of behavior? Would you tolerate that from someone else? So why are you allowing it with yourself? So bringing everything that I've been so lucky and fortunate to have picked up over the years, so many great people I've learned from. I've had some of the best mentors on the planet, many names you've never heard of before, you know, and some you may have. And I take all of that, plus every entrepreneur I've ever worked with, and I brought it all together and said, you know what, let's get the junk out and let's get to the point.
You know, it's kind of funny that you say that, because I do view this podcast. I mean, every time I interview somebody like you, it's almost like a masterclass, a personal masterclass that I'm getting from some sort of expert in their industry, their field. And I'm telling you, like, for me, you know, it's been an amazing experience. That's part of the reason why I do this show, is because of the fact that I get to learn so many different things, different strategies, different angles, things. A lot of the things, you know, sometimes they don't apply to me or my job or what I'm doing, but a lot of them do. And, you know, I remember one guy was a marketing guy was like, yeah, you know, like the greatest thing to do is ChatGPT. All you got to do is put in, rewrite this and make it more concise. And all of a sudden you get like a 800 word email down to like 150 words, and it keeps all the key points, you know, and that type of stuff is pretty amazing. So with how fast AI and stuff like that's developing right now, I'm sure you probably got your hands full, because it's pretty tough to keep up with everything that's coming out as fast as it is, because there is an AI race, you know, right now.
No doubt. And not only for the survival of our clients and helping them survive, but the survival of ourselves. You know, my digital marketing agency, I had a client ask me this just before I got on this with you here today. They were asking me about the possibility of becoming obsolete. And I said, absolutely. And hey, if that's where it goes, the key is not, if you stay with your feet stuck in the mud, yes, you will go obsolete. But no matter what your industry is, you cannot do that any longer. The technologies won't stand for it. Your audience won't stand for it. Speed is becoming a new currency that is critically important.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Same as time, right? Everybody wants more of their time back and they want everything yesterday.
Yes.
More so now than ever before. And so with our digital agency, we're constantly looking at the future. So much of what we do with our agency now is around the automation side.
Right.
Like sales, marketing, business process automation.
Business process, yep. That's one of my specialties right there with ERP. So
absolutely.
That's a lot of what I focus with.
You know,
but
it's funny. You know, it's like you're mentioning ERP too. It's like, I mean, I go back a long way and you probably do a little bit too. And I remember hearing ERP 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was like this thing that we couldn't really wrap our head around or our arms around. The big businesses did, but anything other than the uber large, it was hard for them to grasp the concept. Now it's like we're finally coming to that, where it's like, okay, where everybody's starting to implement.
Well, now there are solutions that are built for mom and pop, the small to medium businesses. I mean, that's really where my specialty is.
It's awesome, isn't it?
I am much better with a mom and pop owner and building rapport with them than I am in a boardroom. Now, if I have to go to a boardroom to do a $15 million sale, like, yeah, I can do it. It's not my specialty, but dealing with the smaller businesses where you're talking anywhere from very small, $25K up to, you know, $1 million, $2 million, that's like my cup of tea, where it's like, bing, bang, boom, I'm able to get things done, you know, get them happy, get them, you know, fix their pain points, help streamline their business, help get them the automation, the insights. How much money do I owe? How much money is owed to us? Things like that they never had insights to before. And now they're able to make real-time business decisions off of that. Whereas that technology, I mean, it existed, but it wasn't as affordable or accessible 20 plus years ago.
That's exactly right. And I'm loving the fact, because coming from big corporate America and seeing those technologies back then, and then when you step in a small business arena, it didn't exist.
Right.
And it's like, well, if I was still there, I could be doing this, but how do I do that here? And again, this was part of the problems I was bumping into, because I was used to the big corporate America framework, you know, and how they approach things. Very different world over here, different animal.
Oh, yeah.
What was available to us was just not the same. And so I'm loving where things are going now from that standpoint, that it's like, this is game on. You know, I've been waiting for this for 20 years. Here it is. It's here today and now. And those of us who are still asleep at the wheel, wake up. Right? It's like, wake up. You know, there's a shark. Get up. You know,
it's
like, come on.
Shark Bite Biz. There you go. You just plugged the show.
That's right. So it's a matter of, hey, folks, wake up. It's here. It's now. And you've got to figure out how it's going to factor in and impact your business.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a matter of, well, let me just keep doing this and maybe it'll go away, or maybe it'll just unfold itself on its own. No, you've got to start thinking that through now in order to figure out, okay, how do I make this work in the best way possible for my business so it doesn't bury us, right?
Okay.
And our competitors don't bury us.
Right.
Because there's always somebody out there who's doing this better, faster, cheaper than you.
And ahead of the curve.
That's right. Younger generation coming up. Remember, I mean, I'm in my mid 50s now. So it's like, hey, look, learning technology.
You don't look a day over your younger 50s.
Yeah, there we go. I'll take it. And it's like, but I look at a 20-year-old now. They grew up with technology.
Right.
You know, there was no internet when I was 20.
Right.
You know, that's just the way it was. So it's like technology to somebody who's moving on a little bit in age. It was a little bit harder for us to embrace in the beginning.
Right.
You know, I'm pretty on top of it now, you know, especially coming out of the IT industry. I wasn't afraid of it. But remember, the younger generation, they're growing up on this. This is all they know.
Yeah.
They've had a mobile device, a smartphone in their hand since, you know, however old they were. Some people way too young.
My six-year-old has one.
There you go. Perfect example, right?
Yeah,
so you think of how their brain is wired and how their expectations are wired, Mm-hmm. Very different than the way ours was.
Yeah.
20, 30, 40 years ago. You know, so game on.
Yeah, game on. With that, let's wrap up with Deed. I mean, this was incredible. Thank you for the great chat, sharing all your information, your knowledge, your methodology, all that great stuff. Some good stories in there too. Please tell us one, where can we find your book? Where can we find out more about you? Tell us all the info you want to share right now. Give us your sales pitch, my man.
Sure. Well, bottom line is, you know, everything I talk about is aimed at growth-minded entrepreneurs. If you look at yourself and say you're a growth-minded entrepreneur, then yeah, you're going to want to check my stuff out. DeanMercado.com has my book, has my coaching, has our mindset, our mind stretch methodology is there. If you want to learn about Clone the Owner, OnlineMarketingMuscle.com, that's our agency. You can learn all about automation and things like that there as well. I'm all over YouTube. I hang out on LinkedIn. I'm around, man. I've been on the internet since the beginning. So if you just Google me, you will find me everywhere. You know? So, and that's not to brag, that just is because I've been in the game for a long time. So hey, DeanMercado.com, OnlineMarketingMuscle.com.
Awesome. Hey, Dean, thank you so much for coming on, man. You've been an amazing Shark Bite guest. So you survived. Yes. You survived being shark bait. So thank you again, my man. Take care.
Thank you so much. Thank you, David. I appreciate it.
Everybody out there, as you know, links will be down to Dean's sites in the description down below. And thank you again, Dean.
My pleasure, David. Thank you.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Wow, that was an incredible chat with Dean, right? First, you all know the routine. If you found this interview helpful, if it sparked those warm and fuzzies, do me a favor, hit that like button, smash that subscribe button. If you really want to help us out, because you know Shark Bite Biz is the greatest kept secret in the world of small business, please share us out to your friends, your colleagues, wherever you dwell on the internet. I'd love nothing more than to see Dean Mercado and Shark Bite Biz out there trending. Anyways, awesome stuff, Dean. Thank you so much for coming on, sharing your expertise, and please check out his website. The link will be right down below the description for the episode. Question of the day: how do you level up your business? Leave a comment down below on YouTube. Do you want to be on the show? Interviews at Shark Bite Biz. If you're watching on YouTube, remember you can become a baby shark. $3 a month helps support the channel. Every dollar's in, every dollar out. And you all know this by now, but I'll say it once again. I'm David Strasser. This is Shark Bite Biz. We'll see you all next episode. Ciao.
You've just experienced Shark Bite Biz with Dave Strasser. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the show to help us spread the word about personal, professional, and business growth. Want to be on the show? Send an email to interviews@sharkbitebiz.com. Till next episode.